After the live stream on March 27th finished, Sat made the following comments. این آدیو از صحبت‌های سات هست بعد از تموم شدن لایو استریم 27 مارچ.
Can anybody say why I put the music on? We used to have a very silent sitting. And then I added the quotes every so often. Does anybody know why?
کسی میتونه بگه که چرا شروع کردم موزیک گذاشتم و کوت خوندم؟ اولش فقط در سکوت میشستیم.
That's what the meditation is known to be, in the quiet and silence. To sit silently. Why are we adding all of that to it? Give it a very positive disturbances so that we can integrate all of that becomes a reminder. And so it's not like a silent meditation that when you leave the room the noise affects you. You already been practicing that during your meditation. When there's a code that inspires you, you go deeper. If the code is a little bit disturbance to your silence, then you find yourself in the mind, actually. It wasn't silence, it was in the mind. You go back. So it's an amazing conscious watching and consciously bringing these two together. Anytime you're aware of the music, you're in now. Anytime you're aware of the code, you're now. And immediately now, you find your silence. To a lot of people, that might be, what's going on here? They can't even sit 30 minutes silent. They have to have all this entertainment. But it really is integrating the noise with the silence, so that when we leave our meditation, nothing really has changed. So this is the purpose of doing the way we're doing. Plus, most of the time, it reminds us of a wisdom and it pulls us even harder inside. As you all know, the transcendental meditation does not appeal to me. It is appealing to those that go in a cave, that they don't have day-to-day activity, is their destiny to be quiet. But for us that are householder, we have kids, grandkids, work, this and that, we have to be conscious. Conscious of the silence, conscious of the noise. And then, the other practice that I will invite you to do is that when you're aware of the singing or the code, find out if it's inside of you that is hearing it or it's outside of you that is hearing it. Find out your connection with that hearing. Where is it happening? They told us our ears is hearing it. Is that true? Is that what is happening? You will be surprised what you discover.
میگه که مدیتیشن طوری که همه میشناسنش در سکوت نشستنه. بعضی ها شاید بگم چرا ما بهش اضافه میکنیم. سفید میگه چون که مچ خودمون رو بگیریم وقتی که با ذهن رفتیم.
چرا بهش اضافه میکنیم؟ یعنی موزیک و کد خوندن رو.
بله. و سفید میگه دقیقا ما این موزیک و این کد ها رو میذاریم که بتونیم سکوت رو با سر صدا اینتگریت کنیم، یعنی هماهنگ بشن، یکی بشن، که وقتی که از این اتاق بری بیرون یه دفعه سر صدا
هنوز در حال هم مدیتیشنی هم فانکشنی هم در حال عمل، دو دنیای مختلف ندارن.
وقتی یه کوتی رو میخونن که خیلی برات اینسپایرینگه، الهام بخشه، عمیق‌تر میبرده. و اگر کوت خیلی
مزاحمت بشه،
مزاحمت
سکوتت بشه،
پس خودتو در ذهن پیدا کردی، برمیگردی، دوباره برمیگردی. این یه نگاه کردن آگاهانه است که این سرصدا رو با این سکوت بیاریم به هم دیگه. وقتی که آگاه موزیک هستی در حالی، وقتی آگاه کوت هستی در حالی، وقتی خودتو در حال پیدا میکنی در سکوتی. شاید دیگران نفهمن، ولی دیگه دوتا دنیا نیست. سرصدا با مدیتیشن یکی میشن، یعنی هیچی دیگه تغییر نکرده.
That's the art of living، هنر زندگی.
و شاید این موزیک که میشنویم، شاید که خیرتی هم براتون یادآوری بشه و عمیق‌تر تو رو بکشه در درون. همه تون میدونیم که مدیتیشن خلصه، من خیلی بهش
باش موافق نیستم،
چون برای ماست که در یه قار زندگی میکنن و
سرنوشتشون این بوده یا باید باشن.
ولی برای ماها که کارهای روزمره داریم، بچه داری داریم، نوه داری داریم، کار داریم، خیلی مهمه که آگاه باشیم، آگاه سکوت و آگاه سرصدا. بعد یه تمرین دیگه که دعوتتون میکنم بکنیم اینه که وقتی که موزیکو میشنویم یا کوتو میشنویم، ببین کجا اینو میشنویم، آیا بیرونتون اتفاق میفته یا تو. به ما گفتن که شنوایی از گوش اتفاق میفته. حالا تو برای خودت کشف کن ببین این شنوایی درست میگن، حقیقت داره که از گوش اتفاق میفته. فکر کنم که براتون خیلی جالب باشه که جریان واقعا چیه.
Angela says that the music and the quotes help her keep her attention down in her heart, and also when she contemplated about where she hears from it, even though the logic says you hear from your ear, but she feels that she hears in her heart. Sat says,
I'm hearing from here or what it is, but
that's a very good beginning.
It was very good, you know.
You know what is happening is that as we divide different forms with different names and different faces, we also categorize sound to the hearing, different type of hearings, or sight to a person's seeing. And we got to question all of that. I have questioned it, and I might discover it. That's something that I think each person has to do it on their own, but I'm pointing you to it. Then we'll see how it is that most precious say, I see without seeing, I hear without hearing. What's going on? And where is the end of it? Where is the beginning of it? Is that a... Anyway, I'm not going to, give you more hints, but it's almost like taking that belief and uniform and the box that is around it and searching into it and see if we were told correctly or not.
Angela میگه که منم راحت‌تر تمرکز می‌گردم در ناحیه قلب، کمتر میره به ذهنم وقتی که موزیکو میشنوم و کد خونده میشه. و این حرفی که سر شما گفتین که این شنوایی از کجا اتفاق میفته، واقعا از گوشت اتفاق میفته یا نه، برای من خیلی جالب بود. چون وقتی من مدیتیشن میکنم میبینم که من از گوشم، با اینکه آره میکسنس میکنه در دنیا، ولی من از گوشم نمیشنوم، از قلبم میشنوم. نمیدونم چرا، حالا شاید چون که تمرکزم روی قلبمه. سر میگه که این یه شروع خیلی خوبیه. وقتی که این یگانگی رو تقسیم کردیم بین اسمای مختلف و جسمای مختلف، حتی شنوایی یا سرصدا رو بستیم به حس
شنوایی، به یه فرمی، به یه توی باکسش کردیم.
دیدنم همینطور. حالا بعد همینا رو ببریم زیر سوال، کاریست که من میکنم و چیزی که من کشف کردم حالا مال خودمه، من فقط میتونم تو رو اشاره کنم به این کار. بعد میرسیم به اون چیزی که در موست پرشت گفته شده که دیدن بدون حس
بینایی،
بینایی و شنیدن بدون حس
شنوایی.
شنوایی. بعد از خودمون میپرسیم پس چه اتفاقی داره میفته؟ من دیگه نمیخوام چیزی دیگه بیشتری در این مورد بهتون بگم، خودتون باید برای خودتون این کارو بکنید، ولی این چیزایی که ما باور کردیم و باید ببریم زیر سوال، ببینیم آیا درست به ما گفتن یا نه.
من ترجیحم موقعی مدیتیشن کردن بیشتر اینه که دوست دارم چشمم باز باشه، یعنی با چشم باز تمرکزم رو ببرم پایین. هی اشکالی نداره؟
نه، I think it's a wonderful thing. حتما بکن این کارو، حتما بکن. دلیل این که من بارها به شما گفتم مدیتیشن یا چشم بسته یا نیمه باز یا باز، پس در این صورت همیشه این انتخاب داده شده.
شاید ذهنم اینجوری قضاوت میکنه که مثلا چشم بسته عمیق‌تره، ولی من هی تمایل دارم که با یه چشم باز تمرکز ببرم.
کی این حسابو میکنه؟
اون سوالی
دارم. اوکی، یا به حرفش گوش بده یا نده. منو بود ادامه بده یا نده.
So Hila says, Sachin, for me, I find that I have an easier time bringing my attention back to the region of the heart when my eyes are open. Is this okay? Sat says, yes, it's a wonderful thing. Many times I've told you meditation can be with the eyes open, with the eyes closed, or with the eyes half open. So that choice has been given to you. So Hila says, yes, but my mind judges it and says that meditation is deeper when the eyes are closed. Sat says, who has rationalized it this way? And so Hila says, So Hila has, and Sat laughs and says, well, I guess you can listen to her or not. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. So Hila says, well, I've listened to her enough, I think, in this life. And Sat says, well, you get to decide if you want to continue or not. Your choice.
Gopi sent a question. Can I read that?
Mm-hmm.
Gopi says, Sajjuna Azizah Delam, when can it be done so our love for you become purer and purer? How can it expand more and more? Because I love you so much that I feel it's still not enough to the degree of your greatness.
The fact that she thinks it's not enough is because it's so big that she doesn't know how to contain it or express it. That's my take on that, for sure. For sure. A drunk person does not say, I'm drunk. Says, I need to have more.
So go be drunk.
Gopi میگه که سرچون چی کار کنیم که این عشقی که داریم خالص‌تر بشه و گسترش بیشتری براش اتفاق بیفته. چون من انقدر عاشق شما هستم که احساس میکنم عشقم هنوز به بزرگی شما نرسیده، یعنی کافی نیست. و سعد میگه که چون عشقش انقدر بزرگه که خودش نمیدونه چجوری یا تو نگهدارتش یا ابرازش کنه. نظر من اینه، یکی که مست باشه نمیاد بگه من مستم، فکر میکنه که
جا داره بخوره مشروب. What was the most inspiring time in your day, or you felt the presence, or you were in a good place?
A couple of people share what inspired them today? And Kavi says,
So I stayed with the quote from the other night about, like, you use your mind when you need it. When you don't need it, it's a waste. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I was just on air. I woke up this morning, I was just on air. Like, Luca came in, we bounced, we were in harmony. I got right up, I dropped him off, I came back, big client meeting, harmony, everything. Just as I needed it, I was like, let's work. And then I was like, we have nothing to do, let's not. And like, it just kept shutting it. And then like, I look out the window right at that time and your car was there. I was like, harmony, let's see what's going on there. And the kids came over, it was a beautiful day. So I just really been with it. It was with me last night when I was sleeping in a really beautiful way. I just felt it. And today Have you noticed
more you practice that, the more you notice that when you're using your mind when it's not needed, it creates tension.
Yeah, and it exhausts it. It's already such a shitty weak thing. Like, it does not need to get tired. It doesn't need to fight itself. Like, it really should just take a break, have a drink, and wait. Sorry, I mean, but yeah, it's how I feel.
A few other people share their inspirational moment of the day. And then Sepit asks Sat the same question. Sat says,
today, something I saw that I have not seen it as clearly as today. And it was so important for me to see it that I had not really given it attention, but because the attention went to it automatically, I found out how important that had been, and I was neglecting it. So next question, you probably want to know what it is.
Yeah, but when you just share, that take me deeper to just notice more. You
yeah.
Know? Even if you don't.
If I don't say
well,
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It was a very big part that I was needed to see. And gave me a hell of a lot of freedom to be me. You don't even know what it is.
I don't care. I'm happy to hear it.
چون الهام بخش‌ترین اتفاق روز شما چی بود و صحبت میگه امروز یه چیزی رو دیدم خیلی واضح تر از روزای قبل و خیلی برام مهم بود اینو ببینم انگار خیلی بهش توجه نداده بودم و نمیدونستم چقدر برام مهم بود اینو ببینم تا اینکه امروز اتوماتیک توجه بهش رفت و
gave me a lot of freedom.
خیلی آزادی داد.
We're done.